This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man. Episode 71, year anniversary of Tattoo, dude. We made it, dude.
It's turned one. We made it through one.
Made it through one.
Hey, you know what? In this day and age, we made it through one. We didn't get canceled. We didn't get banned. So, hey.
We're still going strong, dude. A lot of more years left. So, we're through 70 episodes in 1 year. Hey, I'll take it.
It's not bad at all. Shout out to our producer.
Exactly.
Working behind the scenes, the man behind the camera.
That's right, man. That's right. Thank you, bro. Thanks to the fans, right? The listeners.
Yep.
They're only gonna keep growing, right? Damn, 3-0 caps now.
All right. Say make it 3-0.
Okay. So yeah, the year anniversary. That's awesome. We're gonna keep it going. And we're gonna start with the Kings. Pucks on net. What a great celebration last night for the anniversary. What a night, what a game. Jesus Christ. Fucking playoff hockey is unreal, right?
I love it, especially for I can't get enough of it.
You can't, dude. This NBA games, fucking 30 point blowouts on a series is tied 2-2, and these guys are losing.
I feel like I've been so much more focused on hockey playoffs now than I have on NBA. I mean, I'm getting Dodger updates. I'm missing Dodger games parts of the times. So I'm just like,
dude, I love it. Okay, so let's go back to when we were at Yard House and the series. Edmonton took a 2-1 series lead, or like, Jesus Christ, 6-3, 8-2, the back-to-back games. Yeah, we're like, this is not good. But remember, they kept scoring at the end. I was like, okay, this is then soccer aggregate, right? It's like, okay, you can score these and punk us, but all we have to do is bounce back. We bounced back two in a row. This is huge.
That's the thing. I think, honestly, when Mother's Day game, I think when we tied it up at 2-2, I had a feeling I really liked us in that game because I think that Quick woke up.
Yeah.
Quick.
Well, he's been here before.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think he was the number one person that Quick was mad at was Quick.
Yep.
He couldn't have been more pissed himself. And I think he kicked himself in the ass so bad after those two games that I think he must have gone off and done something. He might realign his Zen. He read the Phil Jackson book, whatever it needed to do.
He got
back on track.
And we shut him out. He's in the zone. With all those guys shut him out on Mother's Day, that was amazing. Yep. So now the momentum's back with us. And then yesterday, 4-2. We're sitting pretty. Hey, but what's the worst lead in hockey, dude?
Two goal lead in hockey.
So what's
it's impossible.
Yeah, 4-2. We're sitting pretty. And then all of a sudden it's 4-4 because it's hard to contain those guys. Yeah. And then this is what I love about
the hockey playoffs, dude. It's like the momentum shifts. You could literally watch the momentum shift in that game five. It went back and forth. You could tell it's like, oh, dude, here comes Edmonton. Edmonton, the momentum's building. Here we go. And then we go hot. It's just incredible.
It's incredible. You know what we have been good on is what we have been saying is pucks on. We're good at that. We just got to start scoring more, right? Even though 4 goals last night.
Oh.
Or 5 goals last night.
We're not about shooting them.
Oh, my God. Every game we're looking at, they're like 20 shots ahead.
And that's the other thing. When you looked at games 2 and 3, we looked so weak. I kept on saying we were at yards, and I kept on saying, dude, hit somebody. We were not playing aggressive. It was like they were too scared to hit somebody.
But then you saw Mother's Day, these defenders started to come out. Mikey Henderson, dude, the guy's a beast.
They stepped up.
And then Nurse is out for the next game. That's huge. Their defender, Nurse, he's out. You saw that?
I know he's out.
But Kane, you love Kane.
Oh, I don't know which one I hate more, Nurse or Kane. I mean, McDavid, I got to give credit to. The guy's a beast. He's a legit hockey player. Yeah. He's so
every
damn
time,
good.
Dude, I hold my breath every time that guy gets the puck, dude.
Yep. Yep.
But
Nurse, dude, I just can't stand Nurse, dude. I just want somebody to go in there and just take him out.
Well, he's out for a game, so that's going to help tomorrow. Okay. Good. So I know you're a little worried. I was going to bring it up too because tomorrow, dude, I mean, you have to win because I think we're done if we don't win, right? Was that what you're thinking too?
I'm a little nervous. I think you got to close it tomorrow. You got to close the door
tomorrow. Go back to Edmonton with those guys.
And they got to be thinking that too. You know, if the Kings are in the locker room right now, they are, you know, practice or whatever. They do not want to go back to Edmonton.
Oh, hell no.
They
don't
want to get back on that plane.
Close them out. What are the, at the Crypt, dude, the Crypt's going to be going on fire. We're going to be at Barney's, sound on finally. No one's I'm surprised no Phoenix Suns fans took over the
You know what else sound. We've learned, I think, during this playoffs? I know Yards has been so good to us, but is this just bad juju's there? Is it time? I mean, we don't
bring
seem
it up,
to
bring
perform.
It up. Houston, game seven, even though they weren't cheating because it was on the road. What else? The parlays, which we lost some brutal parlays.
NFL, terrible parlays. The series against Washington. NLCS against Washington.
NLCS against Washington.
The Red Sox World Series.
Terrible. And then the Kings. King series isn't over, but every Kings game we're there, they get killed.
We got to stick with what's working, right?
I think so, man. We'll stick to Barney's for now. We still love Yards. Still love Yards.
We do love Yards. It hurts a little the pocketbook paying for $28 pitchers, but we do it for the Kings, dude. Sacrificing it for the Kings. You know,
so you're like, worried. Why are you worried?
They got playoff beards. We got our spot that we need to have to watch the game at for good juju.
We need sound on. Why are you worried? It's because they're star power.
I did see the Edmonton that played in game five was not the same Edmonton that played in game four. Obviously, Edmonton in game four, we caught them, I think, sleeping, and we needed that game. Mm-hmm. I think last night, I think you saw both teams at what both teams are fully capable of. I think Edmonton is back. I think the Kings are hot, obviously, with the momentum. But I just worry. I think Edmonton, the same way Edmonton woke up the sleeping giant in us in game four, I think we just did maybe now. I think now
at least we'll be at home. That's the good thing. We definitely woke them up.
Edmonton just tasted their own blood last night, I feel like.
Good call on the Kempe to get the
Kempe
OT winner, dude.
That's Kempe.
Good shit. Oh, man, that was awesome. That was awesome. We're not, dude, pucks on net.
Let's take it.
We'll be at Barney's tomorrow. Anyone wants to join, we're going to be there. Bickerstaff, you can fly out.
Bickerstaff, meet us. It's a multi-generational thing.
Gerald and Tap. I know, and Tap Hunters. We got everything, bro.
Yeah.
You got to be there, man. And we'll do our live stories. But, go Kings, go. Pucks on net. We'll see you tomorrow. We got to close this shit out because we don't want to – If we're talking Monday, I don't want to. Yeah, dude, I don't know. We better be getting high spirits Monday, right? About the Kings.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know what though? Everything's in our favor. We saw all those stats last night. First team to score has been winning every game. We scored first.
Score first tomorrow. That's exactly the key right there.
2-2 series. Teams that win the fifth game
are what 80% you said?
80% of the time.
Okay, so
80% of the time it works every time.
That's right. Oh shit. All right, man. That was awesome. Okay. Let's talk about Dodgers. Still amazing team, but what are we losing 2-3 to the Pirates? What are we doing here?
That's why it's a little frustrating right now. It's a little frustrating.
It's May. It's all good. We're still one of the best teams. We are the best team.
It's May. I'm still not worried.
It's just sometimes we just like the offense just shits the bed. And I just don't get it. Right.
We've said this before. We've said this for a number of seasons. It just seems like we continue to play down to the level of talent.
Yep. Pretty much.
That's what we just did in Pittsburgh. We playing down to the level of talent.
So we lost
Pittsburgh
three series this
should
year,
not
right?
beat us.
Pittsburgh, Detroit, and Colorado.
Oh, no, forgetting Arizona.
Oh, sorry. Not Detroit. Arizona. Pittsburgh and Colorado. Dude, I know we were shitting on Arizona. I think they're above 500.
They are. They went on a tear.
We have the best division in baseball, dude. Right?
By far. Actually, if you look at our division, I want to say we're the only division that has every single team.
I think Arizona's last place. They're one game over 500.
Every single team has a winning record in our division.
I love it.
That goes to tell you we are the best division. What's actually surprising is you look at the National League East. The Mets are the only single team that's above 500. I mean, even the Braves are 14-17.
Mets are going to Met soon.
Yeah, exactly. It's way too early
for
the
Mets.
I'm
tired of hearing about the Mets and the Angels right now. It's like, give me a break. Well, let's see what happens where they're at after the All-Star break, okay? Let's just see.
Hey, but you know what, though? Maybe the Angels got that curse off with the no-no last night.
Props to the no-no.
Detmer's with a no-no.
All right, Detmer, congrats.
Props to Gerald. Gerald, you can celebrate a little bit, Gerald. Go have your – Gerald is at Barney's right now. He's been texting us photos, so you can have your little celebration at Barney's right now, Gerald.
There you go. Nice no-no.
Yep. Florida got one back.
Nice. All right, so let's talk about – okay, so we swept the Cubs. Dude, the Cubs are – remember when they were saying dynasty with that team? Jokes now, bro. That team, I know they beat us that one year, but
they set the house on fire and they sold the whole thing. They sold the farm.
But they did say dynasty. And they would that team stay intact for what, 2 years? And they did get the ring, so that's all that matters. But still. Yeah.
They sold the farm, man. And that's – what are you doing, Theo?
Is he still there?
I mean, he was in charge of it.
He was in charge of it. So then Pirates, 2 of 3. Dude, but let's talk about the good stuff. Dude, yesterday, everyone had an extra base hit in the thing except for Mookie. But that's fine. He's been on fire, thanks to us, because we said he was struggling.
Yeah.
And then
here's the thing. We know Mookie's going to do this. We know Mookie's going to go through ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys. We know Mookie's going to go up and down. The good thing that we have is we're so stacked.
So stacked.
Mookie doesn't have to show up sometimes.
We can afford some guys going on slumps.
Exactly. Mookie could be like, you know what, guys, I don't feel like playing today. And we're still fine.
And today was the first day, first game I noticed that the bullpen cost us, which it hasn't all year. It's been amazing. But today it did. But it's okay. It's going to happen. It's going to happen over.
I'll be very honest. I didn't really like today's game. I thought it was like a weird game to begin with.
Well, 9:30 is fucking weird.
Exactly. LA time. They're such an early morning
game. We're not used to that.
We threw that kid making his
what'd you think of him? That guy's command's horrible, but I liked it.
I think it was just an awkward game, and I really think this is one of those games where I think the Dodgers kind of said, you know what? Let's
go back home.
Let's just get in the plane and get home, you know?
And we almost won.
Nobody get hurt. Let's just throw this kid out there today. You know,
I love it. How
I'm not worried about today's game at all.
Rios, hey, they're giving him opportunities. He's coming around. Rios, love Rios. Who do we? Okay, so let's get into this. So every guy that we says that needs to step up, steps up. Bro, exactly. Hey, Chris Taylor, you're on the hot seat, man. You're killing us so far this year.
This isn't Chris Taylor like. How many times have we leaned on Chris Taylor? But he never crumbles.
I guarantee this home series against Philly is going to show up because, you know, or mention him. Chris Taylor, he listens. Because it worked. It worked with Mookie. He went on a 10-game hit streak. It worked with JT. He had, three doubles yesterday?
It worked also with Muncy.
Muncy. Okay, so Chris Taylor, dude, we're calling you out.
Maybe we should have done this with Kimbrel. But he's not doing bad. He's just not getting the opportunity.
That guy's getting paid. How much is he getting paid just to fucking sit
there? Stupid amounts. All right. So that you heard it here first. Take Chris Taylor, throw him in all your daily fantasies, bet on him, take Chris Taylor, parlay him, tease him, do whatever you need to do.
Chris Taylor's
gonna come through starting tomorrow against Philly.
And how do you think we'll I think we have about 7 games in a row at home? How do you think we'll do against Phillies?
We have 8.
All right, okay.
We got back-to-back 4-game series with Philly and Arizona.
Phillies are struggling this year. I'm not worried about
The Phillies are one of these teams that they paid all these superstars, and I still think they have bottom of the tier pitching. I'm not worried about Wheeler. I'm not worried about Nola.
Yeah.
I think I'm looking at the matchups right now. And
their bullpen's their bullpen's trash.
We got Anderson versus Wheeler tomorrow, Kershaw versus Gibson Friday. Saturday, we're looking at Buehler versus Suarez. And then Sunday, we're looking at Urias versus Nola. Should be a great game matchup, I think, the Urias Nola one, but I'm not worried.
I'm not worried. Let's take, how about this homestand? 6-2, 7-1. Nothing worse than that. Come on.
I would take a 6-2. 6-2, I'd be completely happy. There you go. Very happy with that.
And you know they want to sweep the D-backs after taking 2 or 3 from us. So let's sweep the D-backs, win 3 or 4 from Phillies. Right?
Yeah, and honestly, I'm looking at the schedule, man. I'm literally looking at the schedule for the next month.
Yeah.
Again, as long as we don't play down to the level of competition.
Well, I know, because I thought we were going to sweep the Cubs and the Pirates, so we all did, and then they're playing level,
I'm literally looking at right now, I don't see another big-time series for us until literally the month of June. I feel like the rest of May, we're fine. Philly, Arizona, Philly, Washington, Arizona, Pittsburgh. That is the
Philly
rest
that
of the
much?
Month of June.
That's the rest, May, you mean?
For the rest of May. The next big series, in my opinion, it starts on June 2nd against the Mets.
Okay. Oh, dude, let's close out, dude. I see a lot of wins for the rest of May. Just don't
play
down.
I will admit that month of June looks very
I know we got Braves. Who else we got?
No, we have Braves late June, but to start June, we have 4 against the Mets, 3 against the White Sox, 3 against the Giants. And then we play the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Oh, okay. So let's get Yeah, it's rest of May. Let's win a lot of games, right?
Gerald, June 14th and June 15th. Yes. We're watching those we're games watching together. With you. We'll settle it then.
We'll settle it then. That's enough baseball talk. Do you want to go Dodgers? Of course. Get on a hot win streak again. Want to talk NBA? And dude, I mean, I know we've been so dialed in on NHL, but NBA looks like, I don't know, with Ja out, Warriors are going to advance, and then maybe this Dallas forces a game 7. What do you think on that? It's just these games are blowouts. See, it's not even fun to watch.
We were all hyped about these second round games, and yes, or these series, and yes, some of these series are good. You got 2-2s in a bunch of them, yeah. But it's like even in the 2-2 games, some of these games are blowouts. The team, none of these
like
games
yesterday,
really
two
close.
30 point games, like on game fives, like, and then the teams are just like, Philly's like, oh, we just didn't show up tonight. I was like, it's fucking game 5 in the second round. What do you mean you just don't show up? How does you can't have that happen? That's
exactly.
Why
you look right now. I mean, live up there right now. You got Celtics up by 16 on the Bucks.
Really?
It's like, yeah.
Jesus, I mean, this is a game 5. I know Giannis needs Middleton, but it's just like.
And again, I'm gonna make my point again. It's like freaking NBA. It's an individual sport. One guy makes or breaks a team. You look at Morant out now for Memphis. It's like. We don't give them a chance, right?
No,
they don't have a chance.
They don't have a chance.
Okay. I would love to see Memphis advance. I just don't think they can do it without Morant.
So it's just we're still in Miami, right? Dude, Harden. Okay, he had that one big game, but he's going back to Harden things. But you see last night, what do you have? Like
exactly. And that's another one. They tasted
maybe,
their own blood and they
maybe
woke
Philly
up.
Forces a game 7. We're still riding with the Heat, right? So our prediction is what? Heat Celtics against Warriors Suns, and I think Warriors Suns is going to be an unbelievable series, right? That's must see, right?
I'm spot on with you on that. I think you have it right. I think it's going to be Miami and Boston, and mm-hmm. I think it's going to be Warriors and Suns, and I think those are going to be two really good
series.
Can we
get some close games and not just the home team? Just dude, what? Think of some like big moments that I think the biggest moment was when Tatum hit the game winner in the first round. It was like
the layup, and like wasn't that game one or something?
Yeah, it's like game one of the first round. Any other? I can't really think of any other moments.
Maybe Morant. Morant had one when he hit with the game when he had the big dunk.
I don't know. Hopefully the conference finals don't disappoint, but it's. I don't know.
All right, so how do you see this playing out? So we both agree on what these conference finals are going to be. How do you see this playing out? So we trust Phoenix, dude. Phoenix is Chris Paul cursed. Can Phoenix get past over the hump and beat Golden State if they advance?
I don't think so. Do you?
I don't think so either, man. They're just cursed, dude. They're cursed.
And then what's the other one? I mean, I think Bucks will what? Bucks will force a game 7. I think Dallas does too. Do you think those series will be ended 6?
I think that series is going to go 7, at least the Bucks, Celtics. I think it goes 7. I still think Boston takes it in the end.
You think Suns close out tomorrow?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay, you think so?
Yes. I will say yes.
And do you think Miami does, or Embiid's going to go for 30 and they're going to force a game 7?
I think all series are ending. I think the only one that goes 7 is the Boston-Milwaukee series. I think that's the only one that goes 7 in my opinion.
Because Giannis will go back home and drop 40 and force a game.
Yep. Yep, they'll come back and win by 40. Then Boston will go home and they'll win by 33.
Yeah, fuck it. Oh gosh, we'll see. Yeah, Lakers. Whatever.
What's
you see Plaschke's report? Call him. Well, Genie just says this is not acceptable. Spending all this money, and we're still. I don't know, Lakers.
Okay, let's dive into that for a quick second. Because, I mean, okay, she's the one signing the checks at the end of the day, right? She's the one pulling the strings. She's the one sitting up in the owner's suite, right?
Yeah.
Is she responsible for any of this then?
I don't know. I guess Magic still has ties, but he's doing things. Rambis is still there. We don't know if they're saying in the article that I guess it wasn't the we traded for Westbrook. I don't know. There's so many –
But here's the thing, though. If you're the owner, you can't be saying, this is unacceptable. What we need to fix the house. The house starts with you. Like,
I know.
You're the owner. You're the one that can force this change right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, you let the snake Palenka into the chicken coop. And now what do you want to do?
Oh, yeah, I don't even want to bring up Lakers. It makes me upset, dude. They're a losing franchise the last decade. What, they had one ring, the bubble. What was it?
Yep. And Florida's back. Florida just made this a game.
Those guys are, dude, them and Avalanche, those guys are just unreal, right?
Avs look scary.
If Kings do get past, at least we don't have to face the Avs until later. That's huge. But let's get past Edmonton. We got to get past Edmonton first.
Hey, I'll say this too. Let's get past Edmonton and let's hope Dallas gets past Calgary.
Because Calgary, yeah, for sure.
Big game 5 tonight for them.
Anything else? What do you think of? I know you have a take on this, but so Joe Buck and Aikman are done. Fox goes, okay, well, that's fine. We're gonna sign Tom Brady to a 10-year, $375 million deal. I think that's more than he gets paid in the NFL, mm-hmm. Right? And I mean, I love it. Is Brady going to be good? Knowing Brady is so competitive, I'm sure he was going to watch tapes and be good, right?
I got takes on this. I do have takes on this. I didn't think we're going to dive too deep into it, but I'm ready. First off, I think my first major take is that I'm saying, and I texted it to the group text with Gerald, fade the Bucks this year, dude. Fade the Bucks. This is not going to work out for them, dude. I know you're saying it's a weak division. That's fine. Green Bay also plays in a weak division. Yeah. Like you said, let Aaron Rodgers get the number one seed again and they get bounced in the first round. Yeah. You know, that's fine. Fade the Bucks, dude. They're not going to win at all. I don't care what anybody says. And this is coming from a Tom Brady guy. You know, I love
TB12. I
love TB12. This is not going to work. It's not going to work. I said it when the Lakers wasn't going to work with this roster. TB12 is already signing deals for what he's going to be doing post-retirement. His head's not in it, dude. He's already thinking about the cash, the paycheck he's going to make for just having to sit
in the booth and not take hits. Dude, Fox is going to have him do so many things. He'll probably have him on Fox News, too. I guarantee you, he'll be doing a bunch of things. Good. I mean, good for Brady. Good. I mean, that guy has the best, like, life ever, right?
And here's the thing. Why did this happen to happen now? For example, why didn't this deal happen as soon as he retired? Why are they already making this deal now? Which makes me also think this is his head. His head is not.
And what I want to know is, okay, say maybe they'll probably make the playoffs, but I want to know if they get kicked, bounced out of the playoffs, is he going to be calling the Super Bowl? Because it is Fox this year. They haven't made a comment on that, but could you imagine?
That's a great call. That's his first game that he calls the Super Bowl.
Could you imagine?
Against the team that knocked him out?
We'll see.
And here's the other thing. I actually don't know. And don't get me wrong. Again, I love Brady. I think everything Brady does turns to gold. I don't know if he's going to be that good of a commentator. I don't know if he's going to be that good in the booth, to be honest.
I'm thinking the same thing, but knowing him, he'll probably end up being good. He won't be a Witten or Breeze. Breeze and Witten suck. So
terrible.
Yeah, they're terrible.
And as long as you're better than Booger. Be better than Booger.
Like, you throw Manning in there, you know he's going to be amazing. And he obviously hasn't done it. He's done the Manning cast, which is cool. But Brady, kind of a wild card. Manning, you know he's going to go right into it. So,
but see, I look at Manning. I think Manning has the personality to do it. Where I think Manning has always been able to be a talker, and Manning is always kind of. I feel like Manning when he was a quarterback was always saying the right things at the right times. He played the PC card, and I'm just going to say what I need to say. The same, you know, cookie cutter answer.
Yeah.
I think also Manning had the ability to shoot from the hip. And I don't see Brady being able to do that. I think Brady is too buttoned up to the point where has to always say the right thing.
Well, here's the thing. Are we going to get Patriots Brady or are we going to get the Bucks Brady? Because the Bucks Brady has been on fire and social media is on fire. Like, that's true. The thing. If he's the Bucks Brady, it's going to be entertaining. If he's like goes to the Patriots, is buttoned up Brady, then I don't know.
Give me a take. What do you think about Romo? Do you think Romo's solid?
I think he's solid. I think at the beginning he got overhyped because of what he was predicting plays, but I'm sure any QB could do that too. But yeah. I think he's solid, right? I mean, do you go to – here's another thing. Do you watch these games for the announcers? Not really, right?
No, I mean, not at all.
We're just for gambling and fantasy. And, like, sometimes, like, you don't even – I don't know, unless your boy Collinsworth. I know you like
– don't get me started on Collinsworth. But that's for another pod.
I think you know what I've noticed? We only notice when someone's bad.
That's very right? true.
That's what, like Witten, and then we're like, dude, I turn the booger in, but turn this off. When they're decent, like, you're just like – how about the NHL chick last night?
I was about to say that your girl calling the Kings game.
I mean
I had, if you want to talk about announcers bad, like honestly, that game 5, I've never heard more homers call a game than those two that were calling the Edmonton Kings game 5. Like, every single thing, something bad happened to Edmonton, they got a penalty. It was like, oh, unfortunately, unfortunately.
Well, that's what's going to happen when it's on ESPN.
Every single time.
Hockey on ESPN, I don't know if I like it.
Oh, dude, it was bad. They were homers. And then I actually looked it up. They're both from Canada. They were both from up in Canada.
They better not be announcing the game tomorrow.
I don't think so. I think because, you know what, ESPN just probably doesn't care about hockey as much as it does the other sports.
Yeah,
I think they're forced to care about it now that they bought the licensing and their TV rights for it, that they're not flying these announcers around. They're just going wherever the local people are. That's why I guarantee you, those two were from Edmonton. They're the local people. Like, let's just have them do it. That's why they're homers for Edmonton.
Yeah. Tomorrow, give us Jared Stoll. He works for the – right?
They should.
Yeah, do it. If they're going to give us – yeah.
Even though his wife is a former employee, is there a conflict of interest?
Anything else? Any soccer? Any other things?
No big soccer. We're still waiting to play it out. There's still a couple weeks left in all these leagues.
We'll talk about the Champions League when it gets a week before playing City, out. Looks City.
I will say City looks like they've secured
the – did you see De Bruyne today? 4 goals? Jesus Christ.
Exactly. I think, oh man, maybe 2-goal lead isn't the worst. Maybe a 3-goal lead, because Florida. Oh, don't blow this, Washington.
But we'll see. Anything else? I mean, Haaland to Man City, but you said they'll still choke in the Champions League. So
they're still choking in the Champions League. It doesn't matter.
And we'll see how good he is. And dude, it changes a lot. Yeah, they're good in the German Bundesliga, but dude, we'll see, right?
Exactly. That's the one problem with soccer. They pay guys for what they've done. Soccer has not been great about paying guys for what they project they can do. He still has to get on the field. He still has to have chemistry, man. You know what I mean? Look at the Lakers. Look at the big threes and the teams in the NBA. You pay these guys, and they don't mesh. We still have to see how he meshes with the team.
And then do you want to end on WNBA or?
You take the over in the Sparks game? Sparks Mercury?
Oh, or MLS. We want to end on MLS?
I'm good. Okay. I'm good. Right. Your LAFC, I think they played. I don't know what they did.
Okay. Cheers to a year, man. I got my kombucha, whatever, cider. Cheers to a year. Go Kings, go.
Go Kings, go.
Dodgers, let's get on a big – let's end the rest of May on a big win streak. And but right now, all that matters is go Kings, go, right?
Exactly. We got to win game 6, end the series.
End the series. Can't go back to Edmonton.
Nope. Man, with those homers calling the damn game.
We can't hear those people again. No way.
That chick. And boom goes the dynamite.
All right, guys.
All right.
All right. Later.
Later.